Alert meteorologist Brian Vandegraaff.
Well, after a cold start to the weekend, yesterday was a nice finish. We made it well into the 80s, but today even warmer, 90 degrees. Could be our first of the season. Lots of sunshine. Make sure you put on some SPF and have those sunglasses. Into the evening, temperatures into the 60s. Tomorrow, looking for highs in the upper 80s. Still a very warm day. Average this time of year is 73. Could be a few storms late tomorrow as our next front comes through. It's not going to bring much cooler air. Temperatures on Wednesday in the low 80s with plenty of sun. I'm 7 News meteorologist Brian Vandegraaff in the First Alert Weather Center.
66 already in College Park, 66 on the National Mall, and 63 right now in Fairfax.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good morning. I'm Michelle Bash.
And I'm John Aaron. Coming up,
There are new developments this morning related to the pro-Palestinian protesters on the campus of George Washington University.
Could be the hottest day of the year today. I'm Neil Augenstein.
An emergency weekend juvenile curfew goes into effect at National Harbor. We have reaction. I'm Shayna Stulen.
Every day is a winding road as Sheryl Crow cruises into D.C. for Grammys on the Hill. I'm Jason Fraley.
Good to be with you this morning. It is now 8 o'clock on WTOP.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in the Middle East, where ceasefire talks are set to resume, with pressure mounting on Hamas to accept Israel's latest offer.
With a Hamas delegation due in Cairo to discuss a new proposal for a Gaza truce.
In this moment, the only thing standing between the people of Gaza and a ceasefire is Hamas. They have to decide, and they have to decide quickly.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken at the World Economic Forum in Saudi Arabia, calling Israel's offer of a ceasefire in exchange for hostage releases extraordinarily generous. Egypt's foreign minister expressing hope that this might be the proposal that stops Israel's offensive and brings its hostages home. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
Palestinian protesters clashed with pro-Israel demonstrators on the UCLA campus. The student encampment still stands at Columbia University in New York.
If you actually want peace to be achieved as we do, and if you want a ceasefire, the hostages need to be released.
Parts of the nation's midsection are reeling from a weekend of violent weather.
Looks like a bomb went off. It's so much worse in person.
Dana Vandever in Sulphur Springs, Oklahoma, where two tornadoes touched down, one of them an EF3 with 136 mile an hour winds. Correspondent Omar Villafranca is there.
The devastation extends far beyond Sulphur. A storm system spawned a slew of tornadoes across the plains, including Nebraska, where parts of Omaha, the state's most populous city, were leveled.
Our first of the season battleground tracker looked at the swing states of Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
In all three states, a whopping 80% of voters say the economy is a major factor in their vote. And Trump has an early edge. In Pennsylvania, only 21% of registered voters say they think they would be financially better off if Mr. Biden won.
A trial begins in Honolulu 2 years after an underground U.S. military fuel tank poisoned thousands of people when it leaked into Pearl Harbor's drinking water. 60 Minutes' Sharon Alfonsi spoke with a woman whose family is affected.
Rochelle Dietz told us days after the spill, her daughter's tonsils became inflamed and her son started suffering from chronic headaches.
I can hear people saying, tonsils, headaches, kids get that stuff. How do you know it's related?
Because they never had it before November of 2021. It wasn't an issue.
One of the greatest women's basketball players of all time is walking away from the court.
Parker on the run. We're going to dunk here.
After 16 seasons, three-time WNBA champ Candace Parker is hanging up her sneakers. S&P futures up 14. This is CBS News.
And now, a list of things from Progressive Insurance. Home, auto, boat, motorcycle, RV, ATV. Progressive protects them all. Learn more about bundling at progressive.com.
8:03 on Monday, April 29th, 67 degrees, sunny summer-like heat with highs around 90. Good morning. I'm Michelle Bash.
And I'm John Aaron. We'll have more on that hot weather coming up. But first, we have new developments regarding those protests at George Washington University as demonstrations over the war in Gaza continue at college campuses nationwide. Pro-Palestinian protesters have now retaken University Yard at GW, taking down metal barriers put in place to keep them out. WTOP's Lynn Bowie is on campus and joins us live with the latest.
John Michelle, GW had set up those metal barriers to reduce the size of the encampment here on University Yard. But the school says early this morning, a GW student had jumped over the barricade and was being escorted out by GW police. Not arrested, just escorted out. When then more than 200 protesters breached and dismantled those barriers, they piled up the barriers in the middle of University Yard. That's where they are right now. They also rallied for 2 to 3 hours, chanting, drumming, holding signs. So those barriers are piled up right now with flags and signs, and they're surrounded by about 100 tents, both on campus and also on H Street between 20th and 21st Streets. This block of H Street is still closed by police. And this encampment has grown in size. It was part of University Yard over the weekend. Now it covers the entire yard. So the school wants protesters to leave. They want them to move to a different park a few blocks away. But protesters have said that they're not going to leave until their demands are met. They want the school to cut financial ties with Israel. They also want the students who have been suspended, they want the charges against those students dropped. John, Michelle.
Thank you, Lynn, and keep us updated. And back to the forecast. It is going to be hot today, likely record-breaking hot. WTOP's Neil Augenstein has the good and bad about today's high temps.
Today's record is 91, set back in 2017.
And 7 News meteorologist Brian Vandegraaff says it's possible today will be even hotter.
The good news is we're not in a very high humidity situation like we typically would see late summer, July or August.
There will be some breeze. He says make sure you've got sunscreen.
I think our UV index should be today around 8. So that means a pretty quick sunburn time, 10 to 15 minutes or so.
Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
This was the first weekend test of an emergency curfew for people 16 and younger at National Harbor. It was prompted by rowdy and even criminal behavior involving hundreds of teens on the waterfront more than a week ago. WTOP's Shayna Istulin has reaction to the curfew.
I could tell the difference with the security.
Samantha says on Saturday she saw police talking to parents and questioning teens.
I guess they're realizing, oh, wow, it is really real. It's going into effect.
She says she wants tighter security to continue and police to be monitoring behavior of kids from all backgrounds.
So we've never seen a problem at night. We've seen a lot of...
We're old, so we're in bed by 9:30.
We're not hanging around out here at 1 in the morning.
Max and Jan Gibbs, who've enjoyed their visits to the area over the years, say given the chaos that broke out, a curfew may be helpful.
Not that our young people are bad, but sometimes guidance and supervision helps them make good decisions.
Shayna Stulen, WTOP News.
And we're expected to hear from Prince George's County Police later today about how many curfew warnings were issued over the weekend. D.C. is welcoming the annual Grammys on the Hill event tomorrow night at the Hamilton. It's put on by the Recording Academy, and WTOP entertainment editor Jason Fraley spoke with the Recording Academy's CEO.
Harvey Mason Jr. says this year's music honoree is the one and only Sheryl Crow.
What makes you happy is definitely a favorite. Sheryl Crow has cool songs. They got such a vibe to them. When you sing them, you just feel good.
This year's congressional honorees are Democrat Amy Klobuchar and Republican John Cornyn for their bipartisan music legislation.
In the House, we're talking to members of Congress about No AI Fraud Act. In the Senate, it's called No Fakes Act.
The ceremony is tomorrow night at the Hamilton. Jason Fraley, WTOP News.
Coming up on WTOP in Money News.
What kind of homes do millionaire households live in? I'm Jeff Glable.
We'll bring you traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Switch your agency to Verizon Business Internet and get the scalable and reliable wireless internet needed to keep your workforce securely connected. As many services that rely on legacy broadband continue to be phased out, now is the time to transition your agency to the modern wireless internet you need. With Verizon Business Internet, you get faster speeds, so your workforce can operate more efficiently with less downtime and deliver better constituent experiences. Switch to Verizon today and get the most out of your internet. Learn more at Verizon.com/federal.
It's 8:08.
Michael & Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael & Son.
Time for another check of traffic and weather on the 8th, starting with Rita.
Let's start out on the Beltway in Virginia, the interloop near Georgetown Pike, the two left lanes blocked with that broken down truck. So that's the delay that begins near 66 and off of the toll road. But we're also seeing big delays along Georgetown Pike in the eastbound direction trying to head to the Beltway. And 123 is incredibly slow through Tysons and McLean as well, trying to head toward the George Washington Parkway. Northbound 395 delays out of Springfield toward King Street and from the Pentagon across the 14th Street Bridge into the district. Eastbound 66 slows through Manassas and then after the Fairfax County Parkway headed past Route 50, but the earlier wrecks are gone. Northbound 95, not a bad trip. Slow through Woodbridge and slow in Lorton, but it is northbound 123 Ox Road between Canterbury Road and Burke Lake Road or Clifton Road. The lanes remain blocked due to the truck fire cleanup. It was a trash truck that caught on fire, so they have an awful lot of cleanup to do there. Watch for the redirection in the area. Seeing big delays along the Fairfax County Parkway as well along that stretch. Maybe people deciding to take that instead. Now in Maryland, southbound 270 near Montgomery Village Avenue, the crash was moved out of the roadway. We do still have some delays coming from Father Hurley Boulevard headed in that direction, but not quite as far as Montgomery Village Avenue. 355 at Shady Grove Road, the crash cleared. Those lanes are open, so delays should be easing. While southbound 201 Kenilworth Avenue near 410 was a report of a wreck, and in the district was Canal Road at Foxhall Road. The left side of the roadway was blocked with the crash. If you're looking for carefree ownership of a new car, check out Fitzgerald Hyundai and the Hyundai Tucson with 3 years free maintenance. Go to FitzMall.com for the no haggle, no hassle price. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
It's going to be hot today. 7 News First Alert meteorologist Brian Vandegraaff.
Plenty of sunshine today and warm temperatures. We're making a run at near 90 degrees. It's going to be a toasty one out there. Overnight temperatures will be in the 60s. It'll be very mild tomorrow. More of the same with upper 80s. I do think tomorrow we could see a couple of storms into the evening as our next cold front comes through. It doesn't look too widespread. We'll keep an eye out for that, though. On Wednesday, behind the front, not too big of a difference. Temperatures just knocked down into the low 80s briefly on Wednesday, back in the mid to upper 80s on Thursday. I'm 70s meteorologist Brian Vandegraaff in the First Alert Weather Center.
We have 66 degrees in Georgetown, 65 in Bowie, 62 now in Leesburg. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com.
Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. The tennis drama Challengers won the box office this past weekend. Studio estimates indicate the film had $15 million in ticket sales. The film stars 27-year-old actress Zendaya, and women made up 58% of ticket buyers. Zendaya has been part of some of the most successful franchises of the last few years, including the Spider-Man and Dune movies. The studio originally planned to release Challengers in the fall of 2023, but pushed it back because of the actors' strike.
A small share of households in the D.C. area have assets of $1 million or more. And WTOP business reporter Jeff Claybaugh says they tend to like big homes.
Points to Home says the average price for a home occupied by millionaire earners, including dual-income households, is $1.8 million, with 6 bedrooms and 3 cars. 38% of millionaire households in the D.C. area are Gen Xers, more than any other generation.
D.C. ranks 5th among U.S. cities for the number of millionaire households behind New York, San Francisco, Los Angeles, and Boston.
Coming up, age is not stopping some legendary rockers from hitting the road. 812.
Meineke. Engines. Brakes. Tires. Oil. Meineke is your one-stop shop for total car care. Meineke. Doing car care right.
The door to your future is wide open when you're a part of a union. Now, the D.C. area's building trades unions invite you to learn more about a career in the trades at the Union Jobs and Career Fair, Saturday, May 4th at the Dulles Expo Center. For 1 day only, you'll have an opportunity to speak directly with recruiters from across the DMV and learn why joining a union is the start of a career and lifestyle, not just another job. As part of a union, you'll earn money while learning and developing your skills. Build towards retirement by contributing to a pension and earn incredible pay and benefits in the meantime that ensures the comfort and health of yourself and your family. The Union Jobs and Career Fair is Saturday, May 4th at the Dulles Expo Center. That's Saturday, May 4th at the Dulles Expo Center from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Join us Saturday, May 4th at the Dulles Expo Center for the Union Jobs and Career Fair and change your future.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger,
offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's a mystery where Old Spice finds its amazing scents like Himalayan sea salt, but I'm thrilled they have because no other body wash exfoliates and moisturizes 24/7 like Old Spice Gentleman's Himalayan Sea Salt Body Wash. Now, if only there was a mountain range separating the Indian subcontinent from the Tibetan Plateau where I could hide my Old Spice and keep my family from stealing it, my impossibly smooth skin will finally be safe.
Coming up is Ukraine losing ground in its war with Russia as it waits for U.S. aid. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
Flagship Car Wash makes spring cleaning easy. Wash nasty pollen off every day with unlimited plans as low as $26.99 a month. Plus, members get up to 20% off detailing services. Visit flagshipcarwash.com.
This is WTOP News.
It's 8:15.
Wearing hearing aids if you suffer from hearing loss can extend your life. That's the good news. WTOP's Mike Murillo, though, reports a stigma around the devices continues to keep people from using them.
Hearing aid use can reduce the risk of someone with hearing loss dying earlier by more than 24%. That's according to a University of Southern California study. Dr. Brittany Omitz, an audiologist with Anne Arundel Audiology in Maryland, says hearing aid use
is managing the other health conditions that are associated with untreated hearing loss.
The study looked at mortality rates of just over 2,000 people suffering from hearing loss over 20 years. She says for people who need the devices, not wearing them can increase the risk of falls, depression, and cognitive decline. Of her patients, she says those in their 80s and up are still more hesitant to get hearing aids, but people in their 60s and 70s like how small the new ones are and how high-tech they are, too.
They're using artificial intelligence. They're using Bluetooth connection to your phone.
Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
Hey, did you hear these guys are back?
One, two, three, four.
That is the Rolling Stones playing their new song, Angry. They're showing no signs of slowing down as they kicked off their latest tour last night in Houston. The Stones have hit the road to support the release of their latest album, Hackney Diamonds, which this is on. It's the band's first record of original music since 2005. Been touring now for more than 60 years. Frontman Mick Jagger and lead guitarist Keith Richards are both 80. Guitarist Ronnie Wood is not far behind at 76. Now, the closest the Stones will be coming to our region is Philadelphia. That happens June 11th. Appropriately, the tour is sponsored by AARP.
Here's another indicator that we're inching closer to the Summer Olympic Games in Paris.
It may not be the quickest, but it is spectacular. The Olympic flame heading to host France via three-masted sailing ship. Watching it depart Greece, Claire Breck, a tourist from Paris.
I think it's the first. Usually it goes by plane, so using the natural, the wind, and it keeps us a little bit more in the tradition.
It should arrive in Marseille on May the 8th. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Now a look at the top stories we're working on here at WTOP.
Protests over the war in Gaza continue today at George Washington University. Even after calls from the university's president for people to wrap it up, we'll have a live report from the scene.
Palestinian health officials say Israeli airstrikes continue on Rafah, killing numerous people. Meantime, the U.S. Secretary of State is back in Israel calling for a ceasefire.
And you won't need your jacket today. Temperatures are expected to break heat records.
Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead.
We're brought to you by the NRECA, motivated by people, not profits. America's electric co-ops are powering lives and empowering communities. More at electric.coop. It's 8:18. Traffic and weather on the 8s in the WTOP Traffic Center. Rita Kessler.
And we're still dealing with the issue in the Fairfax Station area. This is northbound 123 between Canterbury Road and Burke Lake Road or Clifton Road. You're still under police direction due to the truck fire cleanup. This northbound delay on 123 is well before Lee Chapel Road. Fairfax County Parkway is also slow back near Lee Chapel Road, trying to head past that area as well. So a lot of you may be using that instead. Lee Chapel Road is also seeing some delays if you're going to try that to work your way around. But it may be a good idea to do so somehow, just because of the ongoing issue on northbound 123 near Burke Lake Road. 28 at Vint Hill Road was a report of a wreck. Eastbound 66 under 50. The crash is cleared. The lanes are open, but delays remain back near the Fairfax County Parkway. And we still have the delays on the Beltway in Virginia. The inner loop out of Springfield headed past 236 in Annandale and then solid from 66 all the way to Georgetown Pike. The two left lanes were blocked with a broken down truck. This is also backed up the Dulles Toll Road and Georgetown Pike, trying to work your way around. In Maryland on southbound 270, the volume passing 80 in Urbana, passing Father Hurley Boulevard, approaching Montgomery Village Avenue, and approaching 28. Then the delay after Montrose Road headed onto the southbound spur to where it merges with the outer loop of the Beltway, but then it looks good toward the American Legion Bridge. Southbound 201 Kenilworth Avenue near 410 was a report of a wreck. Eastbound 214 Central Avenue at the Beltway was a report of a crash. We also have delays on the Beltway in Maryland. Outer loop from 95 to Georgia. Inner loop slowing off of 95 headed around past Route 1 in College Park. And then the inner loop slows from St. Barnabas Road toward the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. Southbound DC 295 is solid from Eastern Avenue headed toward Pennsylvania Avenue. And now we're seeing delays on northbound DC 295 coming from the 11th Street Bridge passing Pennsylvania Avenue with nothing reported. It's the Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue Festival May 11th at the Prince William County Fairgrounds in Manassas. Over 60 craft beers and 40 bourbons with unlimited sampling plus a lot of barbecue. Go to beerandbourbon.com. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
7 News First Alert meteorologist Eileen Whalen. We've been talking all about these heat records that we could break today. What is the latest thinking on that?
Yeah, I definitely think, I mean, especially at Dulles. Dulles, the current record is 89 degrees, so I feel fairly confident that we will at least tie that record. Now, at Reagan National, the record is 91, set back in 2017. We're going to get close. So we're forecasting 90 degrees, the First Alert weather team, on this Monday. Lots of sunshine expected, but definitely a summery feel. Our bodies really aren't used to it, so make sure that you're taking it easy out there, especially if you're doing any strenuous activity. You know the drill, but just a reminder to have the sunscreen and also make sure that you're hydrating and taking frequent breaks and also checking on your elderly neighbors and, of course, your pets. No rain or storms in the forecast today. We will be dry. It's going to be very mild this evening with temperatures falling out of the 80s into the 70s and overnight lows quite mild in the middle 60s out the door tomorrow. Tomorrow, we're going to see highs in the upper 80s, so still very warm, but afternoon clouds expected as a cold front approaches, and there is about a 20 to 30% chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm on your Tuesday. Wednesday, we're dry. We start off with some clouds. Temperatures will be in the lower 80s behind that front, so still above average. We're in the middle 80s on Thursday, and then temperatures start to fall. Friday, we're in the middle 70s, and then temperatures around 70 degrees for the upcoming weekend. I do think another weather maker for the weekend will bring higher rain chances and, again, some lower temperatures. But until then, we'll just bask in this sunshine. Right now, guys, it's 68 in Annapolis. It's 66 in Fredericksburg, at 67 right now at Dulles, and 66 at Reagan National.
It's brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Your home is your number one investment. Protect it from unseen damage with Gutter Helmet. 888-5-HELMET.
Coming up, more theft arrests of teens in connection with a viral drugstore video. 822.
At Leidos, a brilliant mind is smart, but a brilliant team is smarter. A ship that finds enemy subs is smart, but an autonomous fleet, that's smarter. Defending against cyber attacks? Smart. Stopping attacks before they start? Smarter. And using AI tools is smart. But integrating trusted mission AI into your technology is smarter. We're not just making technology solutions in national security and health. We're making smart smarter. Leidos.
Hi, it's Jess Fingles, the lady behind all the better deals coming from New Look Home Design. It's why they call me the better Fingles. How much better? Well, how about 5 years interest-free financing on your new roof, siding, and windows? With interest rates higher than they've been this millennium, New Look is way better. 5 years, 60 months, or 240 weeks, zero interest. Not better enough? How about 50% off your roofing and siding materials for the month of April? New Look Home Design is making it easy to get your project done. Not just done,
but done forever with our lifetime warranties on everything we touch, giving you the confidence to know it will last. That's why they call me the Better Fingles. Need something else better? How about I install your roof within a week? How much better can you get? So call us at 800-279-5300 or visit newlookhomedesign.com. I'm the Better Fingles, and New Look's the better choice.
When you wake up each morning, you need three things. Plenty of coffee, something to munch on, and the updated forecast. Plan your day with 7 News First Alert weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8th. Only on WTOP, Washington's top news.
It's 8:24. I'm Michelle Bash.
And I'm John Aaron. More arrests have been made after police say a large group of teenagers rushed through a local drugstore and stole items. WTOP's Ralph Fox reports.
D.C. police say a total of six teens are now facing charges after a group of at least 20 people swarmed a CVS store in the Navy Yard neighborhood on April 16th. A security guard tried to stop them as they left without paying. One threw a bottle at the guard. Police arrested one 16-year-old and now five more teens. Between the ages of 14 and 16 are under arrest. Two of the suspects, both 15-year-old females, were also charged in a separate assault in the National Mall that happened earlier that same night. Ralph Fox, WTOP News.
To the war in Ukraine, the country's army chief says his troops have been forced to retreat from three villages in the embattled East Coast and warns of a worsening situation if much-needed arms from a huge U.S. aid package don't reach the combat zone soon. A Washington-based think tank predicted over the weekend that Russian forces will likely make significant tactical gains in the coming weeks as acute ammunition shortages continue to hobble Ukraine's defense efforts.
Sports at 25 and 55, brought to you by Amentum. Solving what's next, engineering a safer, smarter, cleaner world.
Dave Preston, Caps were hanging by a thread and bye-bye thread.
Yeah, the thread, you know, it's amazing how easily the thread can be snapped.
Yes.
And a team can fall. Capitals lose to the New York Rangers 4-2. They get swept out of the first round of the playoffs. Rangers holding Alex Ovechkin without a goal in the series. Coach Spencer Carberry.
He's not getting opportunities, puck touches, shots. That they checked him so tightly over there that now all of a sudden, every time he gets a puck, he's got a half second to make a play, and there's usually a